Dreamscape presents Burnt Tongues, edited by Chuck Palahniuk, Richard Thomas, and Dennis Widmeyer, narrated by a full cast. The Power of Persisting, an introduction by Chuck Palahniuk, narrated by Kari Marshall.
My favorite books are the ones I've never finished reading. Many of them I hated the first time through: The Day of the Locust, 1984, Slaughterhouse-Five. Even Jesus' Son occurred as something so odd that I balked and set it aside. High school spurred me to hate The Great Gatsby and the stories of John Cheever. I was a 15-year-old pimple factory. How was I supposed to swallow the embittered disillusionment of a 30-year-old Nick Carraway? Growing up as I did, in a trailer house sandwiched between a state prison and a nuclear reactor, Cheever's genteel world of country clubs and commuter trains seemed more make-believe than the Land of Oz. After a few years of such false starts, I picked up an almost-forgotten copy of Bret Easton Ellis's The Informers, and read it cover to cover in one sitting. Since then, I've bought copies to give to friends, copies and copies, with the caveat, you're going to hate this at first. Not to be a name dropper, but I had dinner with Ellis, and referring to Fight Club, he asked me, how does it feel to have a good movie made from one of your books? He was also referring to the film adaptation of his book Less Than Zero, which everyone disliked at the time. Oddly enough, I recently watched it. The Bangles singing Hazy Shade of Winter. Oh, the skinny neckties and huge shoulder pads. Oh, the pleated pants. And I wept. It was so moving. Part of that effect was the nostalgia. But part was my becoming smart or old or open enough to appreciate stories that aren't exclusively about me. Young people want mirrors. Older people want art. If I couldn't see myself, my world, in Cheever or Gatsby, I rejected them. To illustrate my point in another way, I didn't always wear eyeglasses. Through my first 3 years of school, I cursed the idiot who'd hung the clock so far up on the walls. Really, what was the point of putting a clock so high that no one could read the
sample complete. Ready to continue?